It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Segways are unrelated to segments, although the two words sound similar and are both about parts.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan Professor Ann Curzan. Howdy, Ann.
Hello.
We got a note from our listener, Pam, who wanted to know if segment and segue are related. What's the verdict, Ann?
The verdict is no, but I really enjoyed the chance to do some research on the history of segue. Let's start with segment, which comes from Latin, shows up in English in the late 16th century, and means a piece that's cut or broken off. It can also mean a part of a circle, so you get a segment of a circle. It's a noun in English for a long time, becomes a verb in the mid-19th century to mean to divide into segments.
Like, may I have a segment of pie, please?
Exactly.
Right. And what about segue? Where did we start using that?
Segue comes into English from Italian. And it's a musical term. It first shows up in English in 1740, but for almost 200 years, it looks like it's used primarily as an Italian term to refer to proceeding from one movement to another in a musical piece without a break.
But then we picked it up in language, in common language. When did that happen?
We did. According to the OED, around 1958, you start to see segue referring more generally to moving from one song to another, for example, on the radio. And then you start to get figurative uses in the 1970s, where I saw one example of a roar segueing into cheers, or adolescence segueing into middle age.
One of my embarrassing moments was when I pronounced it segue.
And given the spelling, you had good reason to do that. I was struck by this because for me, I tend to use segue talking about speech that I will say, oh, what a nice segue when to move from one topic to another. And I had not realized how recent that is, that the noun, to use it that way, it really shows up in about the mid-80s. So then I looked in Google Books, in the Ngram viewer, and I found that starting in the 80s, once we started to be able to use segue in this more general sense, its popularity takes off, and segue is on the rise right now.
So some of these things happen without us even realizing that they're becoming popular. Is that true?
Well, I think this is a nice example of that, that you and I were both adults in the mid-1980s, which is when segue moved from being a musical term to being a more general term. I have to say, I didn't notice. I just picked segue up in my own speech and writing as a very useful term. And this happens all the time. There are some changes that we notice, and then lots and lots of changes in the language that happen below the radar.
So segue has become popular in speech, but not so much as a mode of transportation. Is that fair?
We'd need to get the stats on that segue and how well it's doing. But what it might do is eventually change the spelling of segue to S-E-G-W-A-Y.
Thanks, Anne, as always.
Thanks, Rena. Have a good Sunday.
You too.